Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
I actually give a whole talk about treating our work like an athletic event. And when you see it that way, it doesn't mean you don't have fun. And I mean, having a shift drink and hanging with the people you just did battle with should never be taken away.
But I mean, what's wrong with like calling that out a little bit? It almost feels like our industry is growing up a little bit. And I know it's easy to hold on to like, it's easy to hold on to what was and to really glorify it. And I liked the school of hard knocks. I liked how hard life was. I felt like I was doing something not a lot of people could handle. But it doesn't mean it needs to be the norm. And I think to have that stuff challenged, I don't think is that awful.
This collection of the greatest athletes in battle, traveling from one end of the United States to the other, is what big time is all about.
If you just shut the fuck up for 30 seconds, you might learn something.
Welcome to Mama Food Pod, number one live digital audio industry show for chefs by chefs. Hosted by multi-time Food Network winner and award-winning chef, Chef Plum, and culinary veteran, star of the Food Saver commercial, Chef Jeff. So wrap, date, and rotate because the boys are about to set your niece on claws. Here are the Good Brothers.
Oh, yeah, ladies and gentlemen. Woo! Happy Thursday, friends. Hope you guys are all doing well. Hope you're fighting off the vid. It's not coming to your house too strong, I hope. We're getting ready for a wonderful weekend. Plum Love Foods Live. It's your boy, Chef Plum. Chef Dan is sitting right here next to me in the big chair. What's up, buddy?
Yo, yo. What up, what up, what up? Here, ready to rock.
Unfortunately, Jeffy is still down with sour tummy. He still has the sour tummy, Dan.
I think it's pretty much approaching a Guinness Book World Record of longest days with sour tummy in a row.
It's too much sour tummy. I don't know what too his much. Deal is, but listen, Jeffy's... hey, T's and P's to Jeffy, Dan. That's all I can say. T's and P's. This song
P's,
sucks.
100%.
There we go. We'll play the Under the Weather song by Dama Beats for him. How about that? Shout out to
Under
Jeffy.
The Jeffy.
That's right. That's right.
It's
listen,
all love, though, you know?
All we know is that Jeffy, he had to work late tonight. He's on the way. He'll join us here very, very shortly. Not a big deal. I thought about announcing his untimely death, but Dan told me not to do that.
I was actually going to do it this time. Usually, this time I'll like, well, let's fuck with it. I'm like, you know, let's just have fun. This
my favorite is you said I was going to do it this time.
Yeah, we'll usually I'm like, I feel bad. Because usually he's actually sick. But he's not sick. I joke a little bit easier about him being dead.
So, he is a sickly gentleman.
Well, when he's on his A game, he's like a specimen.
Good. Right, a specimen.
Yes, his lows are low. And you feel bad for Jeff. He's a big dude, but it's like a teddy bear. You just want to love him.
You do just want to love him.
Hello, this is Jose Heineken.
We got a great show tonight, Dan. It's that time of year. Through the COVID, it has risen like the phoenix from the ashes. The New York Best Wings Festival is back, Dan. I can't wait.
I am super excited. I get to go.
Yeah.
I love me some wings. Mm.
You're going to be producer, Dan. We're going to get some audio there, talk to some wing people, talk to some judges. It's going to be a lot of fun. I can't wait. This is one of the best festivals of the year. I love going there. I've been several years been doing this. And tonight we're joined by Matt Corey here shortly. He'll join us in a few minutes to talk a little bit about the festival, what's going on over there, as he shoves brisket in his face, which is why I love that man.
Oh, yeah. Brisket. There's never a time that's not good for brisket.
Hell nah. Hell nah. But to digress for a few minutes, as we do in the front end of the show, if you haven't done so yet, you got to check out ctpublic.org/roadtrip. Restaurant Road Trip is up and rolling, and the train keeps on moving, Dan. The episodes are looking great.
They look fantastic. They look amazing. The whole show is so beautiful, so bright, looks so good. Everybody's so happy, and just how you do such a great job of showcasing the chefs and showcasing the food. Like, it's such a good time. Like, the show is amazing.
Dude, I'm so excited about it. I appreciate the kind words. Thank you. So this week, a friend of the show, Dan Cardos, so we were at his restaurant, Orin Oak. Fantastic, great spot over there. His food's amazing. So what we ended up doing, though, this time, Dan Cardos and I sat down for a few minutes today after he saw the episode for the first time and did a little interview, a little Q&A for a few minutes. And we're going to post that tomorrow so you can kind of get a little behind-the-scenes feel with him. That's going to be posted on Facebook and, of course, everywhere you find fine short-form video content. But that'll be up there, too, so you can get a little behind-the-scenes. That video, I think, came out pretty well. What do you think? You saw it.
I thought it was great. I love it. It's a chef-on-chef conversation. It's a lot of fun. It's a lot of food talk. It's a lot of just, you know, pride for the industry. It's awesome.
Yeah, no doubt about it, man. So look for that tomorrow. That'll be posted. That's really good. Hey, you know what? Today, there's a show called Season. Do you ever heard of it?
I have. It's a fantastic show.
Thanks, buddy. But we did a rebroadcast today of our sports episode, which was... At the time, I wasn't sure I felt about it, but I actually got to interview WWE Women's Champion Bianca Belair, and it was a fucking great interview. I listened back to it today because it was a rebroadcast. We added a couple of different little lines there to make it more relevant, but I'll tell you what, man, that's a great episode. You can find that anywhere you get podcasts, too. If you're into like sports and food and you like to hear that kind of stuff, it's a really good episode, man. It's really highly entertaining. A good friend from this show, too, Stevie Brown, is on that episode as well from the New York Giants.
Yeah, I loved it. I'm all into health and fitness and working out and eating right. And especially since my little last incident last week, I'm big on trying to get back into eating good. And that's super big. And I think people don't understand like what goes into an athlete's diet and how much of their life is dedicated to what they eat. They have trainers and people and nutritionists coming into their house every day and just planning for them so that they eat 100% all the time.
Well, I think what's really cool about it is how what we consider to be fit has now changed a little bit over the past, you know, I don't know, 30 years or so, 40 years or so. You used to think of fit as, you know, you're drinking gallons of milk, eating egg yolks, and lifting as much heavy weight as possible to get as big as possible. Where now, it's more about that, I don't know, that CrossFit style of body, that little bit thinner, a little bit leaner, but solid. I mean, is that the idea of fit changing a little bit, Dan?
I think it is actually going in that direction because it's better for the body.
Yeah.
Longevity is the key, especially if you're talking about athletes in football and athletes in wrestling. Like, longevity is going to keep you paid, and you want to keep your body in the best shape possible. And what you eat is so important. And eating chicken and rice because it adds bulk is great for a bodybuilder. But when you're an athlete who has to go in day in and day out, what are they performing? 5-6 days a week?
Yeah.
Their bodies have to be on point in every ligament, every
muscle.
They're
like in a small car crash, you know, six days a week, 5 days a week.
That's, you have to be on your point. You have to be on game, and that's why you got to do that. That type of training is definitely important for that.
That's kind of one of the reasons I've actually started to dislike our guest tonight, Matt Corey. He is in fantastic shape. It really makes me hate my life.
Hey, you know, some people got it, man. He's just one of those people. I've seen him, like, bench pressing, like, a park bench or something. I was
like,
wow, look at this guy.
Yeah, that's it. So it's basically it, man. I'll tell you what. It's one of those things where the whole idea of it's changing. So it's a great conversation on Season. Check it out if you haven't yet. It's a really good one. And maybe something we should look into a little bit more here. You know, listen, I'm heading back that direction. My foot is healing up, you know. I'm heading that way, Dan. I'm heading that way.
Yo, I'm with it. Let's go.
Bro, there was a time I had abs. I didn't have like a cooler. I had abs.
Nice. Yeah, we can get back to that.
I had a nice jawline. It was nice.
That jawline was impressive.
Oh, you saw a picture of that.
I've seen that jawline. I'm like, whoo. Yeah. Like Johnny Bravo.
Come on. See, now it just looks like somebody threw some silly putty on my neck. Just let that shit sit there in the sun. It's terrible. Thankfully, I'm
That's
funny.
Terrible, man.
Thankfully, I'm funny. I don't know.
Thankfully, you're funny.
Thankfully. Hey, check it out. We're going to take a quick breather real quick. When we get back, we're going to be joined by the founder of the New York Best Wings Festival to talk about the festival. It's happening this weekend. We're going to get all into that. It's going to be a lot of fun. It's your boy, Chef Plum. Chef Dan, right here on Plum Love Foods Live. Stay right there. We'll be right back. Oh, yeah, Dave. Ergo Chef Knives, the knives used by so many culinary professionals, including all of us here on the program.
From the entry-level Prodigy series to the super sharp Shinzui made from Japanese V10 steel, Ergo Chef has something for everyone.
Hey, listen, every single day I use my Pro Series Santuco, and I love it, man. You've seen my knife bag, haven't you? I mean, I've got like three of them in there. It's a great quality knife made by great quality people. And if my word's not enough, just ask guys like Myron Mixon, Guy Fieri, Michael Simon, and tons more.
Tell them you heard about them on Plum Love Foods by using promo code PLUM for a great discount on everything in your order. Knives so sharp, even the great city of Detroit approves.
Get some new gear at ErgoChef.com. Promo code PLUM. That's ErgoChef.com. Okay, this is not the right music for the live read, but should we go for it? I feel like we should be Dracula.
Hey, Plum. You know where good food comes from.
Move, tell me, Dad. All right, this is beat drop. Hey, Dan, I know where good food starts. Do you know where good food starts?
I do know where good food starts. Am I doing my part or yours?
It doesn't matter. We're just going to do it because it's a great place where food starts. I'll tell you, Dan, The Pantry, the number one gourmet specialty food shop in Fairfield, Connecticut, Dan. At The Pantry, their main goal is to provide customers with superior food choices along with the legendary customer service you'd expect from an upscale market. The Pantry in Fairfield, Dan, they have it all.
That's right, Chef.
Award-winning pastries, spectacular prepared food choices, amazing deli and salad bar, specialty and mainstream groceries, top quality meat, seafood, produce, and so much more.
Oh, yes, yes. And what sets The Pantry apart from the competition? I'm glad you asked. Great customer service, great food, and their great employees. Oh, don't forget to check out the take-home meals section, Dan, and try one of my favorites, the Duroc Pork Chop Dicks. Yes, that's the next level. He got it. Got it. All right, check him out. The pork chops are awesome. You got to check him out. Dan kills it on those.
The Pantry, 1580 Post Road in Fairfield, Connecticut. Check them out now.
Good food starts here.
Hello, this is Jose Heineken.
Oh, boy.
I think when Jeff's not around, the whole show falls apart. I'm kind of seeing that. Like, last few episodes when he wasn't here in the beginning, it's just been, we're just having too much fun.
It's a lot of fun, and I think it's because Dad's not here. That's what I think. I mean, literally, like, it's honestly, you just think of Jeffy as Dad here, but he's home with a sour tummy, so he can't be on the show.
Sour tummy strikes again.
That's right. Hey, Dan, are you a chicken wing fan?
Ha! Absolutely. Yeah. Love chicken wings.
Now, do
love
you like the hot wings? Do you like a good, just a regular buffalo wing? Do you like specialty wings? What's your favorite?
I love hot wings. I'm a fan of flavor. First and foremost, my chicken wing needs to have some crisp to it, but I'm not talking about batter. I need crisp. And then I need that nice sauce that's going to go good. And I like a lot of vinegar and a lot of spice.
Oh, yeah. Nice. Well, listen, the good news is that the New York Best Wings Fest is happening this Saturday. We cannot wait. It's happening out there Saturday, May 21st. That's this Saturday at the South Shore Brewing Company. You got to come check this place out. It's going to be a lot of fun. Tons of people there, tons of different types of wings, tons of different from all over. People from Connecticut even going to be there. It's going to be amazing. And I'll tell you what, we're so excited it's coming back. We can't be more happy that our good buddy, Matt Corey, I gotta say Chef Matt Corey because I call everybody fucking Chef. Matt Corey is going to join us here in just a couple of minutes. Listen, I cannot wait. It's the South Shore Craft Brewing in Oceanside, New York. There's still a few VIP tickets available. You got to get in there and check it out. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to this program right now the man, the myth, the legend, the one and only...
Chicken wing, hot dog, and bologna.
Matt
and
Corey. There he is.
Oh, yeah!
There he is. Atta boy, Matt. Hell yeah.
How appropriate. Oh, dude, what are you doing?
I'm sorry. You'll be keeping on keeping on. What's good, brother?
Going into hardcore style, man. What the heck was that?
That's some shit I found just for you, brother.
Oh, man, you're the man, dude. I love you, bro. That was a warm welcome.
I'll tell you what. Man. Listen, I was stretching there because I'd accidentally closed the window, so I had to reopen it. So I could fuck. But we got it. See, this is the thing.
You make me feel like a badass, bro. I mean, like, yeah.
That's cool. A fucking good intro song, though, isn't it?
Yeah, that was dope. I'll never forget it. Dude. Ask me that tomorrow.
Well, it's Frog Leap Studios. It's Leo. I can't think of his name. He does a bunch of cover songs on YouTube. He's hysterical. It's him and his daughter singing this. Check it out. Yeah. Chicken and macarona. He's like from Iceland or something. This guy is a man. His cover of one of Adele's songs is absolutely insane. Brother, how are you, man? I can't believe I feel like you were gone during a pandemic. You went down into your little Matt Corey hole, disappeared. Okay. Pandemic's over. You're like, fuck you. I got all these chicken wings. Let's go. Like, it's back. Everything feels better.
Hey, man. Thank you for the like I said, thank you for the warm welcome. Yeah, you're right, man. I fully experienced the past 2 years. Every collateral damage from it. Yeah, like it hit me, you know? But, you know, your boy's a survivor, man. I come back strong. As low as I go is as high as I am on the other side. So we just transmute that stuff, turn it to power. So it's all good, man.
Listen, we're so excited for this weekend. This is going to be amazing. Happen over at South Shore Craft Brewery.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
We're in Oceanside, New York.
Yeah.
Starting at VIP is at 1 o'clock, right?
VIP gets early entry at 1, an extra hour at the chicken wing party.
Oh, my God. How many people are we expecting on the first round? Because it's two different, like showings of this, right?
It is, man. Because you remember, you know, when we did our events back there, and was it 2015? We had over 7,000 guests.
It was crazy.
Yeah, people from all over the tri-state area and coming from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, Connecticut. It was like, you know, Chicken Wing's a road trip festival because the following's fanatical. So that was 7,000 people. But this is really cool. It's an exclusive party. So it's going to be like 450 guests.
Great.
Plus us and the exhibitors. So it's two rounds of 450s. We're going to have 900 guests coming in there that day.
Fantastic.
So it kind of makes it an exclusive party.
Dude, it's so fun. I'll never forget at that festival you're talking about. It's one of the first ones I had done with you. Because I think we just met at a hot sauce tasting. That's where we kind of became buddies. And
that's right.
I came to that festival. It was the first time I'd ever seen like professional Matt Corey. Like you were, like you had like the headset jam. You were running around everywhere. I'm like, I got like all these new jokes to throw at you, and you had no time to talk to this boy Chef Plum. I totally get it. I would be the same way. But I was like, this dude, look at him. He actually fucking knows what he's doing. Pulling off one of these events is no fucking joke, buddy.
Oh my gosh, moving targets, spinning plates, damage control, you know, you're doing so much, man. And you're the only person that understands all the nuances of it. So you're right, dude, my arms are being torn off, but I gave you a hug, didn't I?
Yeah, you did. I mean, it was like a in passing hug.
Like a running. Although you and I had a couple fun moments on stage afterwards, which was pretty cool.
There are pictures to prove it.
Yes, yes. That's true. That's
yes,
true.
Yes, sir.
So what are we expecting here? So how many different, talk about the festival itself going on this weekend, this Saturday. How many vendors we got? How many different types of wings are we tasting?
Yeah.
Are different categories? What are we doing?
Dude, it's awesome. I'm just pouring a little rum into my coffee here. I'll think about the wings.
Rum in the coffee, huh?
That's right, buddy.
My man.
A little rum coffee. That's right. Yeah, I mean, gosh, buddy, you guys are talking about fitness now. We're going to go into these wings, man. This is kind of like a recreational thing for me, too. Dude, we got the best wings championships, man. Yeah. That's what we do. We find the best wings, we bring them together. But instead of like you and myself and the other judges just going and doing our wing crawls and, you know, doing our reviews, we're inviting a whole bunch of people down to come party with us and also put in for People's Choice Best Wings. So it's going to be that classic, you know, indoor street fair style where you're getting two wings, these local restaurants that are hopeful winners of the best wing certificates, and they're going to be classic buffalo and a bunch of varieties of unique flavors. Smoked barbecue, the mango habanero. We got like some funky flavors this year that I can't wait to taste. So, yeah, and we got that outside. We got beautiful weather. It's going to be sun.
Yeah.
You never know. I typically, you know, I typically don't go for the outdoor event because, you know, Murphy's Law and me don't get along.
Mm.
What can go wrong will go wrong.
Yeah, I just saw. I just saw the text. I heard.
Yeah, let's not say what that text was
on
the air. But everything happens at the wrong time. So always have a plan C and a plan D. But yeah, the brewery is beautiful. I mean, this is, look, Oceanside is my hometown, man.
Yeah.
So to have gone through the past 2 years and fully experienced it and really being rebuilding, this is a total support local style event. And I went to the brewery, the South Shore Craft Brewery here in Oceanside. And, you know, my best friends actually is the head brewmaster over there. And I heard about it. I got invited down and I had no idea what to expect, but I was like, this isn't like a backroom tasting brewery with like a garage opening and a few taps. It was a big, beautiful place.
How's the beer?
Beer is excellent. I mean, it's excellent. I mean, first of all, Pete's been brewing beer for over 15 years. He started, homebrews and hand grenades, homebrew shop in Baldwin, which is now closed, but he is the founder of a homebrews hand grenades, homebrew club, which has just grown exponentially. So he's got an amazing reputation. The beers are so solid. I always, have to give him accolades and how he dials it in so well. And everything has drinkability and even the stouts and the brown ales and everything. I'm like, man, this guy's legit. So I'm happy to see him there. And when I went, I was like, this is an amazing spot. So we connected and I said, hey, you know what? Maybe it's time to start thinking about doing a wing fest again. My head hadn't even been in that space for a long time with uncertainty. So I was inspired to do it. And now we've got just an incredible party. There's going to be the early entry, man. The wings are included. We're going to have live music there with the Tri-State Ale House Band. They told me they're like a rock country meets Irish, you know, like,
oh shit, okay,
kind of thing. I'm like, that's gonna be like unique flavor on its own.
Sounds great.
You know, we're gonna have the social media contest with prizes, you know, best saucy face selfie, you know, best wing crew photo, things like that, tagging up LI Wing Hunt, and it's just going to be a super awesome way to support the local restaurants and really
how many different restaurants we got competing?
Yeah, so once again, this is kind of like, imagine like Chopped, right? But instead of like the Chopped chefs, it's like wing masters throwing down. Instead of four, you know, you can have six and you're going to get two wings. So you're really coming in and it's really about $10 for the wings for the tasting and being a part of the judging, and the rest of the cost is for entry in the party. So you're going to have minimum 12. We still have more wings restaurants could be coming up.
Okay.
But classic Buffalo competition, who's going to be making the best legitimate traditional classic style Buffalo wing? That's respect. The Buffalo Wing purists are coming out to either be hate wing or love wing on these things. We'll find out. And then I got the wing puns, bro. And then all the unique flavors that everyone's going to be tasting. So it's going to be just really exciting, man. Folks can go into the brewery, get the wings, check out the bar, and then head out outside. Two big tents. The sun's going to be out and just dance party with the Alive Entertainment and the band.
Sounds like a great time, man. So Dan is coming with me here on the program. You remember Dan? He tasted hot sauce with us, and he's, you know, part of our crew. He's coming with us. He's gonna run some audio for us too. We're gonna get a lot of audio from everybody. But it's Dan's first time, and you as a founder, what's something you would tell him to look forward to or something to look out for?
The vibe, man. First of all, it's nothing better than hanging out with wing people, man. They're the best. They're the coolest folks to hang with. I mean, like I said to you last time, brother, if these folks are cool with having sauce all over their face and talking, they got to be laid back. So it's about the vibe. To me, it's about the memory we're making. We're making history together, awarding best wings, but it's about coming together. And that's kind of what I do. All of us event organizers, that's what we're good at. We find one thing, everybody is, you know, on common ground. We bring people together, and that's how you do it. And the other thing is, you know, get ready to taste these incredible wings. All the chefs really take pride in what they're doing. That's why I took myself out as a judge. I'm happy to announce them, but I'm no longer on the judge's panel. You know, people, hey, Matt, why didn't I win? And they say, talk to the chef club, you know, talk to them, give you some good feedback. And of course, I do respect it when they go and ask and say, hey, what can we do better? And the wing community is just so awesome. So Chef Dan, just formally inviting you to come and be a part of the wing community. And you know what? Do your random push-ups like you do there. I've seen you do it. We'll have a push-up kind of like, you know, face-off thing. We'll see who can do more of that and more plank the longest. We'll see.
Oh, Jesus. All that sounds terrible.
Hey, it's going to be a good time one way or another. If you drink sand, it don't matter. You just enjoying it.
Yeah, we're celebrating Dan's birthday by being there, too, so that'll be pretty fun.
Oh, man, that's excellent, dude. I'll be sure to shout you out on the mic, and I'll definitely have a drink with you. We'll have some good Pilsner. What kind of beer do you like there, Chef Dan? What's your style, man?
I usually like dark beers, stouts, and porters. That's kind of my thing. But I love IPAs. I love big, dark. Like, I like big, strong flavored beers.
Mega pints of them, right? Right. Gotcha.
Mega pints.
You're going to love the brewery then, man. It's the beer is excellent. They have, you know, from light to dark beer, you're going to have a ball. You know, a lot of times folks come out and we'll do the Wing Fest and there might be just a Pilsner or there might be like another type of ale, but here we're going to have the gamut of all the craft beers. So I think you're going to be in like wing and beer heaven.
Cheers
to you and a very, very happy birth wing, man. It's going to be awesome.
Birth wing. That's the wing shit.
I'll put that word on anywhere.
Get that plug out there for Matt before I jump into 50 more questions.
Matt Corey, 50 more questions. Check him out on LI Wing Hunt. On IG and Facebook, or is it just IG? I'm sorry. Long Island Wing Hunt, nybestwingsfestival.com.
You can get tickets there as well, too.
Yeah, get your tickets. I mean, those VIPs are going quick, man. They are.
I was happy to see and a little upset to see how quickly these tickets sold for this, man. It was pretty quick, wasn't it?
Well, that's what I was saying. I mean, it's more of an exclusive party. This isn't going to be 7,000 people. It's a few hundred people at a time, and 21 and over, too. It's like adult party day. Yeah. So, all those things combined, get your ticket now because, hey, look, if you get in, good on you. One of us, one of us, one of us. That's what I'm saying. So I'm definitely going to be hanging out. You know how I am, man. I'm real personal. I love to go hang out with the Wing fans.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I'll be just like, you know, doing my thing on the mic. We're going to have the hot wing eating contest. And we're so excited to have High River Sauces come down and sponsor that. And
shout out.
They're going to be down on, you know, just doing hot sauce tastings and, man, I'm excited. You know, Steve, who is behind High River,
friend of the show,
and he, you know, behind High River Sauces and the NYC Hot Sauce Expo. He's told me he's got something really spicy that he's got new that we're going to be dousing the wings with. So we're going to have some brave contestants this year, man. Because I do 2 to 3 layers of hot stuff on the wings. This is no joke. We used to call it the melt your face hot wing eating competition, like Indiana Jones.
It's like that last category of the hot sauce judging, buddy. Jesus Christ.
I'm hoping it's worse than that, but yeah.
Dude,
you know we got to up the stakes every year, and I got Steve Seabury from High River Sauces. You know we got to blow it out, man. We got to make it, we got to heat it up. So,
I'll just bring my torch out of my knife bag, and I'll just fucking burn people's tongues. How's that? It's the same thing.
I got to see if there's a permit required for that, buddy. It's a little last minute here, man. I got enough on my plate, dude, you know. But, hey, look, next year I'm all for it. I'm sure somebody will be down for that. Who knows what type of things. Somebody might be on PCP or something. I don't know.
Jesus. Oh, man. Hey, talk about the judging. How does the judging of these categories work?
Yeah.
And how are we doing this? Is it a point scale? Is it several different categories? Yeah. Let me know.
I'd love to talk about this. Well, I'm really excited that all the judges are going to be using the classic Best Wings Long Island judge wing criteria.
Yep.
And that was founded in 2011 by myself and my wingman, Robert Whitman, a best friend of mine. who was my wingman for many years in Best Wings and still great buddies today and musician. And we found that this criteria, basically, we will do the point system and then the judges are going to be deliberating. But how it goes is like this. It's size. You know, size matters. Let's be real.
Sure.
One to three points. Then you've got texture, you know, crispy, juicy. That's 1 to 5 points. And then you're going to have overall flavor, which, you know, sauce and anything else that might play into that, that's a part of the wing. And that's going to be 1 to 5 points as well. So you can get anywhere. I think our rating scale goes from disgust wing to amaze wing. and in between that, with the points added up, you have good wing, which are usually like your middle of the road, solid, like pub wing style wings. It's like, hey, these are good. And then above that is fantastic wing. And then if you're really scoring in the high there, if you're getting to that amaze wing category, you're doing something right, and you're probably going to be a part of that deliberation too, for where the judges can get a little bit feisty with each other, which has happened before.
Oh, Adam Pock and I have almost come to blows. That's not true, but we've definitely had a barking match at each other over wings before.
Yeah, there's been some interesting stuff going on because, you know, we had a restaurant one year that had a Cool Ranch wing,
yeah.
And basically, it was like, this is the Dorito wing. And, you know, you had one judge that was all about it. And, you know, look, I love all the wings, man. I'm both a buffalo wing purist and I love the flavors. And I kind of go back and forth like I do with my size and my weight and stuff. But apparently.
You look terrific right now, by the way.
Oh, thanks, brother. I appreciate it.
No,
man.
I hate you for it. I want you to go have kids who suck the wood live out of you every day.
No. That is not.
Just go do that shit. Trust me, it happens.
Don't scare me. All right. So I love how you say this guy's hanging around eating brisket, so why I love him. And then you're like, he's super in shape, and so why I hate him. I'm like, what?
It's both. It's a little bit of both. When I see pictures of you when you post yourself with no clothes on, I'm like, this motherfucker. Let me tell you something right now. I was a pro wrestler back in the day. I looked amazing. Then I had kids, yeah. And I don't know.
You still look incredible. Are you kidding me, man? It's all about that youthful spirit, okay?
I get by on dick jokes and I can cook. That's what I
fantastic,
do.
Fantastic, buddy. No, thanks, man.
Yeah, you know, so, I love you, buddy. I'm just fucking with you.
Of course. No, I enjoy it, man. I love the banter. It's a love-hate thing, but it is a lot of love underneath everything, Bo. And yeah, so the judges, it does get fun. And, you know, they're going to enjoy the beers too. And I just think that this year with who's throwing down, it's going to be a tough competition, man, because these are the finalists. These folks are the finalists that have been whittled down and of all these great wings that we've seen. And these are the ones that are excited to come down and do the tasting. So the guests are going to taste them. Legitimately, I think it's going to be some of the best wings we've ever seen. So it's going to be a tough for you got six judges. People judge wings very differently.
Hey, I'm one of the judges. It's no secret. And I'm a hard ass. I'm not going to lie. Like, if it's supposed to be, if you tell me it's supposed to be crispy in the title, the fucker better be crispy.
Absolutely. And you're right on that. I felt it. It's a hard ass you got there, buddy. That's
Thank
one
you,
thing
buddy.
You retain. Good for you, man. I would never have you sit on my lap. You know what I mean?
Jesus.
Okay. So, there's a sign that flashed. It was just like 200 point dad joke, and then, you know,
boom.
You guys have crazy technology.
Oh, it gets
you
worse.
Ever seen a grown man naked?
There you go.
There it is.
Plain reference. Oh my god.
Oh yeah, dude.
So yeah, it's gonna be exciting. I mean, I knew your style. Tell me about how you judge wings and how do you? I know you're a purist, dude. Last time we talked, I gave you a little beef though for putting cumin in a classic buffalo wing recipe.
You did,
and I was like, yo, that's supposed to be new school style buffalo wings, not old school.
We did. You and I talked on Seasoned on NPR. You and I, and I was just kind of giving my tried and true wing sauce recipe that I use on a regular basis. That's won a few awards itself down south. I'm just saying, it's just, you know, it's just one of the things. But for me, I start with a little bit of Frank's Red Hot. You add a couple of things to it. One of the things I put in there is a little bit of cumin, but not much, just a pinch, because I want that savoriness that cumin adds in the background, right? I don't want to overpower it. I'm not trying to make it taste like a pot of chili or some Indian food, but just a hint.
No. A little cumin goes a long way.
Yeah.
And you know, it's almost like I hear you with the pinch. I know you're the way, you know, that you'd like a wing. And, you know, I respect your palate, of course. That's why I keep having you back as one of our judges, because
Thank you,
buddy. It's a legitimate competition. We have to have the judges that know their wings. And it's like, hey, man, we're going to sit down and have them. But when it comes to someone being a buffalo wing purist, you know, of course they're going to, you know, nod their head at anything more than cayenne pepper sauce, Frank's, you know, the white vinegar.
I mean, that's straight up
butter in a
mixture. Gotta have the butter, right? Gotta have some butter in there.
For me, I have to taste the butter. I a classic buffalo wing for me, I have to taste some of the butter going on. And that's where you get into that debate where people say, hey, well, Matt, what's the difference between buffalo wings and hot wings? And that can come up, and it's a very clear difference, is that the buffalo wing is that mixture we just mentioned, and then hot wings could be anything. It could be Scotch Bonnet. It could be Reaper peppers. It could be habanero. It could be anything with a spiciness to it, so that leaves the door open for a lot of creativity. Hot wings could be anything.
Dan, we might have to enter this next year, man, because I want to make my wings for Matt just to be like, fuck, that's a damn good wing.
Hell yeah, yeah, throw them down.
We may have to do it. Also, so listen, so for me, I'm a big, big, big proponent of tell me what it is before I eat it. So first of all, when I decide if I'm going to go through and taste wings, I want to taste the same wing. So let me explain to you what I'm talking about, Matt, and you tell me if I'm crazy. So like, I make the call immediately. Am I tasting a drum or a flat, right? And whatever I choose, that's what I have to taste for everybody. So if I say drum, I need a drum from everybody, right? Because it can taste different, you know? The flats and drums can be a little different from the amount of blood content in the bone. So if I say I'm going to go flat, it's got to be flats with everybody. So I'm huge
on that.
Yeah, I like that.
I really do.
It makes a difference. It does make a difference.
This adds to your purist persona and your resume of being a purist in my eyes. I mean, that's consistency. You want the flats, and that's cool. I like it.
Yeah, whatever you decide you're going to taste, taste the same for everybody. Don't switch it up, right? And tell them that. So listen, I'm having drums from everybody, so I need you to give me a drum. Like that's how you have to do it, I think.
That's awesome.
Before I take a bite, I watch them make it, and I want them to tell me what it is, right? So I want to hear it from the chef's mouth or whoever's handing it to me. If they say, this is a mango habanero chicken wing, awesome. I can't fucking wait. I'm excited. My mouth's already salivating, but I better taste mango. You follow me?
It can work for you or against you. You know, sometimes you might say, hey, you know, this is a particular wing, and then a judge might not taste a flavor. It's almost like that, hey, you think you're drinking Coca-Cola and you taste iced tea. It's a little messes with your perception a bit. And sometimes I think you're right. If you're saying it's going to be what it is, you better taste that in there. And you want the right balance of those flavors, and you really do want it to sing the title. And sometimes the name of wings sell it or not at a restaurant.
Right, but if you tell me what it is, it better taste like that. Joining us now on the program, all the way from Sour Tummyville, USA, thankful he is here. Ladies and gentlemen, one of the co-hosts, the third person on Plum Love Foods Live is finally back. Ladies and gentlemen, Chef Jeff Perazzi has made it through his sour tummy. Jeffy, shout out to you. T's and P's.
Hey,
Jeff. We were thinking about you.
Well, Jeff, I was working, you dickhead.
we got a good brother, Matt Corey, here. Jeff, I know you're a big fan of Matt. You like that guy
absolutely
a lot.
Absolutely. I love Matt. We had a blast tasting hot sauces together. He's a riot.
What's up, Jeff?
What's up, brother? And I was listening to what you guys are talking about. Love wings. I'm from upstate New York, so I'm very opinionated.
There you go. Yeah.
Well, so you always throw upstate New York shit in there. Like, listen, let me tell you something. Jeffy, listen. Just because you have to drive on a dirt road to get to your house in upstate New York doesn't mean you know chicken wings.
No. I worked in a college town. I'm closer to Buffalo than you. Trust me, I know chicken wings.
All right, well, TBD. How about that? Well, Jeffy, when it comes to tasting chicken wings, because Matt, Jeffy's a very, very accomplished chef, too. I'm busting his balls right now. I love him. Yeah. I don't want him to get upset at me. But Jeffy, when it comes to tasting wings, you heard what I was saying there. I want to do the same wing from every person. I want to know what it is when they're like, let them tell me what it is. What about you? You got any thoughts when you see a wing or taste a wing?
I like to have both because I like to offer, you know, like, what do you want, flats or rounds? Like when I ran a pizzeria, that's what we would always say. Like,
reverse yourself. So that you're the guy tasting the wings. So what do you think is important when you're tasting a wing?
Hmm. You know, it's funny because me and Dan just had this conversation, and I love both of those things at different times and depending on the sauce and like the crunchiness. You know what I mean? Like,
all right,
it's a good crunchy wing. I might get down with the flax. I like to nibble at all the ends eat part of the bone and shit. But if it's not as crunchy, I might go with the drumstick because then it's more like eating a little chicken leg.
Yeah, it's delicious. The New York Best Wings Festival is happening this Saturday, May 22nd, 2022, at the South Shore Brewing Company out in Oceanside, New York. Tickets are available at the New York Best Wing, nybestwingfestival.com. Check them out there. You can get a couple tickets. There's some VIP tickets left there as well. It's the South Shore Craft Brewery, so it's great beer. There's going to be band. There's going to be lots of chicken wings, lots of contests. There's a great hot sauce contest coming up from our friends over Steve Seabury and High River Hot Sauce. It's going to be an amazing event right here. Matt, we should have got some wrestlers. Can we get some wrestling?
Well, you know what? I mean, we do have a wrestling alum there, man. You know, the Brimstone's coming down to judge. And he's got a wrestling pass. So I didn't know if you guys were going to duke it out when it came down to the deliberations.
Oh, well, we'll see.
It could be. You know, when we did the big NY Best Wings Fest, we did have the arm wrestle wing competition. that was like off the cuff, and after it was over I said, what were you thinking, dude? I'm like, one thing goes wrong and you know now you've really got somebody's wing off, you know, going down. And it's like, it was hilarious, but we like to do stuff like that, the dance wing competition with silly music and act like a chicken contest. People have had a couple drinks, they start, you know, flapping their wings. It's a riot, man. It's,
I got an idea. I'll tell you an idea. I think we need to get a boxing ring and do the New York Best Wings Festival Box Wing Champion. And the way it works is you have to wear headgear and boxing, you know, gloves and everything, but one, you have to be able to eat 12 chicken wings in 3 minutes while wearing boxing gloves.
What? How are you going to – I'm, like, visualizing this.
Yeah, exactly. How funny would that be?
Well, I like the bobbing for hot wings thing because then, I mean, like, oh, that could be rough. No goggles or goggles. I don't know, man.
I don't know. I think box wing would be amazing. The box wing champion? Come on.
I think – what about – all right. Well, what about you have to eat the hot wing or eat two hot wings and then you go out into the ring with the endorphin rush on and you got a box with that thing heating you up.
Jesus. How was that? I mean, we don't want anybody to really get punched in the face, but I guess if we're going way, how about we have them in the left hand or their whatever their non-dominant hand is, they have to hold a plate of 12 chicken wings while in a fight, in a boxing match, and the first one to drop the wings loses.
We could make it a little more PG and do like the thumb wrestle wing competition, and maybe the fingers just have the hot sauce on them, you know, this way nobody's, you know, getting knocked out. You like that?
I do like that. Or we could do the we could play war. Instead of doing water war, we do wing war, and when whoever loses they get shot with hot sauce.
Yeah, I think we've done that one before. It hasn't come back, you know. We didn't bring it, but that's
this is some good stuff we're coming up with right
hot here. Sauce. I'm like, what is the vessel that shoots the hot sauce? I'm like, Matt, calm your imagination down, buddy. This is a kid-friendly show.
Well, you and I both just talk, and all of a sudden, it's just hear Jeff in the background going,
shut up, dummy.
Elizabeth, I'm coming to join you. I love the old-school references on this show, man. I mean, this is bringing me back. Tapping into me, and this is really making it happen. Yeah.
The quality of this program has been raised significantly since the last time you were on.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like we had fun then, too.
It's always fun, but like I have a soundboard now. We have professional people emailing. It's all great now.
I love it. I'm imagining Chef Dan's doing push-ups somewhere. Is that what's happening?
Always.
Crunches.
Crunches? Is that what it is?
And that's the final note I have on everything you guys said. More than the chicken interior, with it being juicy or succulent or all those other, you know, terms we use, everybody's always like, nope, got to be crispy, got to be crunchy. And with that, I want to ask you guys, and most folks don't talk about this, but there is a place competing called Swing Belly's Barbecue, and they've won a couple of awards with us, and their wings are just tremendous. But it is one of the only places that I will chew on the wingtip, and I will eat the wingtip. I'll gnaw on it because it's got a great rub on there. These guys are doing low and slow on the wing. It's a fully jointed wing. They're doing a dry.
They serve the whole wing.
They serve the whole wing.
That's
man.
The G move. That's the like G move, Dan. Dan, that's
it's
the G move.
I actually took a really weird wing picture like I never had, and the bones just pull out, man. They just slide right out. That's what we talk about, like, you know, boneless wings or chicken nuggets. Well, these wings you debone nice and do a nice dip. But yeah, I will have the wing tip and I'll chew on it, and that's part of what I enjoy because it's crispy and the rub is fantastic. And it's a barbecue pleasure. Mac and cheese, brisket.
Are they grilled all the way through? Or do they fry it at some point? Like,
so yeah, they do the dry rub. They're doing about like a 45-minute smoke on there, I believe, something like that. But they're doing a flash fry to finish it, and that's what gets that.
That's where it's at. That locks it all in.
Oh yeah.
Oh man, that sounds delicious. Hey Matt, let's just talk for a sec, because you are the wing hunter here in the Northeast. You're the guy. Like, what is the most?
Yeah.
I don't know, like unconventional wing, strangest wing, weirdest wing flavor. I mean, I've seen them all, you know, the peanut butter and jelly, all that shit. What have you seen that you looked at and were like, whoa, that's a new one. Never seen that before.
Yeah, I mean, there's this interesting place called Marley's Gotham Grill in New Jersey. Have you heard about it?
I haven't, but this sounds interesting.
Yeah, so
until you said New Jersey, but go ahead.
Okay, that sounds like a loaded story. I got love for Jersey, bro. But we went out there on a wing off. This is like another style wing hunt with Rev Ciancio and Adam Pock.
Ah, good brothers.
This was on the wing list of the crawl there. And anyway, he's like, oh, they've got 131 flavors of wings. And I was like, what in the world? I was like, I'm getting skeptical. I'm knowing what's going on.
Wait, sorry to interrupt you. How many flavors?
It was at that time 131. Wing flavors.
Oh, shit.
So forget about Baskin Robbins. You know, this is like all the flavors. So they're doing like the nacho wings. They're doing the a la vodka wings, the mac and cheese wings, like everything. And I'm like, okay, let's have it. And I'm telling you, every wing that we had was consistent. It was fantastic. It was delicious. And I was like, yo, this dude's pulling it off. Wow. Almost like a garlic parm wing, but more like a fettuccine Alfredo sauce. And I said, okay, basically what's happening here is it seems like he's just taking every menu item he has and throwing it on the wings. Like, he serves lasagna, but it's like, you know what? Let me put this on the chicken wing, and that's my 132nd flavor. You know what I mean? And I said, this has got to be what's happening behind the scenes. And it's just a cool marketing thing. And it was super fun. But I do remember that place as being a fun sort of circus of chicken wings, and they were all really fun. But I think that it's the dessert wing category became pretty popular for a little while.
I remember
that. It starts, people go, oh, peanut butter and jelly wings. I'm like, nah, I'm like, that's retro now, man. I'm like, that's old school now.
I remember a cheesecake wing. That was fucking weird.
Dude, bro, the raspberry, thank you for reminding me. Let me speak to this. The raspberry cream cheese golden graham crusted chicken wings that I had at the Hudson Valley Wing Fest, okay? My boy Ang out there, bro. Big Ange. Another awesome guy in the wing community. Lots of love to the wing community.
Shout out to Ange. That's the dude right there.
I was looking at that wing, and it was looking at me back. And it wasn't friendly at first. It was like that eat with your eyes first, and like, I don't know. But when I had it, I was like, yo, this is legit. It was delicious.
Say it again really quick. So it's cream cheese, the golden grams, and raspberry?
Yeah. It's like a raspberry jam with like a cream cheese. And this I've had recently with the everything bagel wing, which is really was just a cream cheese wing with the everything bagel seasoning.
Okay,
on
fair
it,
enough.
Which was well. And it came out cold, actually. The wing wasn't super hot. But yeah, imagine that kind of a thing. Cream cheese to me, I used to put it on my pizza. Because I was like, just all the cheese, and it just tasted like a really nice kind of mozzarella.
That's not okay.
Yeah, this was the 90s when I used to do that. So just give me some slack here, buddy. I used to put sour cream on my freaking pizza, all right?
Jesus. What is happening? What is happening?
I don't know, dude. I lived in California. We put ranch on our pizza in the 90s, and then it went from there.
Do you speak it?
I don't know what language you're speaking right now. I'm so confused.
Yo. Can we just back up for a minute with this dessert wing nonsense?
The dessert wing, yeah.
Jeffy goes, this dessert wing nonsense.
Listen, so we had
Fucking mind over here. I can't take it.
We had salted caramel chicken wings that won an award. And then
the funnel cake shit you've ever put in your mouth?
It was good. Yo, it was legit. I mean, look, you got to imagine it got all caramelized, you know?
I can't even imagine it. In my mind, it's like a caramel apple on a chicken wing.
Yeah, that doesn't sound good to me.
No.
But I get the sweet and savory makes sense to me, though.
It worked. I don't know what to tell you. It worked, and the judges loved it. And I think it got first place on the dessert wing. And then another one was the funnel cake wings. Which was done really, really well. It was executed well.
Did they batter it in funnel cake batter and then fry it?
That's right. It was the funnel cake batter. And that goes into, like, you know, look, man, there's a plenty of weird chicken wing ideas. You know, I want to do chicken wings that are crusted with, you know, falafel batter, you know, just because I'm Lebanese. And I'm like, hey, let's get weird. Throw that in the air fryer and that's going to be pretty wicked. but yeah, that dessert category, there's where your weird, strange wing flavors are for sure. Those are unique. But then, you know, the classic flavors we all know, the honey mustard and your honey barbecue, delicious. The teriyaki, sweet Thai, the lemon pepper wing. Those are now your retro Hall of Fame flavors you'll see anywhere and everywhere. And then it moved on to sriracha honey and stuff like that.
Yeah, even that's retro now, boring.
Those are all retro now, man.
Dude, you know what I did the other day is I made these ribs here at the house. I did it on TV. I did oven ribs. I took some. And my wife, every year at the end of the season, like summertime is over, we take all the peppers she grows out in the garden and she makes pepper jelly. It's delicious, right?
Yeah.
I made Dan, you've had it, right?
Yeah, it's fantastic.
I took that pepper jelly. I heated it up a little bit. I started glazing ribs in it. And you just made me think that, fuck, I should glaze some chicken wings in this pepper jelly. This is delicious.
Yeah, I love the glaze. I love when the wings have a sheen on it. I love when it has, like, especially if you get someone that actually makes their own sauces doing the sweet Thai, which is, you know, of course, again, old school and retro. And
not
most
that,
of the pubs
not that
is,
May Ploy stuff. They made their own.
Right, yeah. And it has that beautiful sheen on it. One really interesting wing that I had made some years ago, and you love this cocktail, the painkiller chicken wing, which is legitimately the chicken wings marinated for, well, if you want 1, 2, 3 days, whatever you like, and that's, you know, in the rum, orange, coconut cream, and pineapple, and that's the marinade there. Wow. And then you reduce that cocktail down, and it gets a beautiful sticky glaze, and you're dipping it in, like, coconut cream, a little bit of sour cream, and lime juice there.
Okay.
And that gets so caramelized, the texture is wicked. It's so delicious.
That sounds pretty good, Jeff. I might be in with that.
Listen, I'm down to try all these things. I need to see dessert wings. I'm like, my head is spinning.
He's upset.
Hold on. You don't understand it. Let me make this so relatable for you. Dessert wings begin at gateway wings of chicken and waffles. Fried chicken and waffles, maple syrup, waffles, whipped cream. That's the gateway to getting into dessert, because why not the chocolate mole wings and
But man, then all of a sudden you're eating a caramel apples wing.
Now nobody's eating caramel apple wings over here. I don't know. With you.
But Matt, I don't know. If you told me I had to make a caramel apple wing, I might be able to make it pretty fucking good, buddy.
So now
you just said you had a caramel cheesecake, raspberry, golden graham.
Look, you're getting it wrong. It's a raspberry golden graham crusted cream cheese chicken wing.
And I'm pretty sure he said colon graham. What the fuck is a colon graham?
Those are the deep ones.
That's what happens.
Guys,
after you eat it.
If you have a colon graham, don't eat hot wings. Yeah, it sounds like it's going to be
trouble. What? Nothing but problems.
Hey, Matt, let me ask you this, man. As a wing connoisseur yourself, and I know we appreciate you spending so much time here with us, man, talking wings. You're the best, dude, for real.
Thanks, buddy.
Blue cheese, ranch, do you care? Do you want it? Are you over it at this point? Do you have to have it? And if you do, what's your choice?
Thanks, man. It's a good question. Depends on what I'm eating, man. If I'm having a classic buffalo wing, I'm dipping in blue cheese. And I like a chunky blue cheese. Yeah, I actually like to get a big chunk of the blue cheese on the wing.
Yeah.
And if somebody's like, hey, I've done my own whipped gorgonzola dip on that, I would definitely want to be dipping in that. But if I'm having somebody's doing a nice, you know, once again, real smoked barbecue wing, and they're making their own sauce, I am not a fan of the Casey Masterpiece.
No,
I'm not a fan of this happening to me. it sounded a little more than it is. A lot of you're getting Sweet Baby Ray's. I really don't go for that. But if someone does a nice smoked wing and their own barbecue sauce is legit, I want to dip it in some buttermilk ranch type dip there. And I think that's freaking delicious. So it depends on what kind of wing I'm eating. And dips, there's so many different types of dips that can accompany wing. And if I get something like if somebody gives me like a cilantro lime adobo wing or something and they give me blue cheese, I'm like, I don't know if this is really accompaniment I want. You're kind of phoning it in. But the whole idea of the pairings of dips and different wings is a great combinations to be explored and to see more of that stuff.
Now, as we're judge wing, I don't like to use a ranch or a blue cheese.
Okay. What if they say, hey, the experience of our wing is like the full thing? There's a place. Is it literally a place that their sauce has the celery, the carrot, yep, the blue cheese in it, and it's all in the sauce?
I would do it then if they said that. I would be like, okay, however you want me to experience this wing is how I'll do it. I think you've taught me to add a question before I judge wings this weekend. I want to say, tell me about it, you know, explain it, all that stuff. I'll have a drum or whatever I'm eating through everybody else. And how do you want me to experience a swing?
Yeah. Yeah, that's a mindset's important. It's like a chef saying, hey, how do we eat this here? Well, you're going to take a spoonful of the chutney and you're going to spread it on the bread there to get your palate sort of sizzling and open up your palate a bit. And then we want you to have a bite of this protein or whatever it is. It's the same thing. And I think the judges are going to have intimate time. It's not going to be when all the attendees are in there. They're going to get to go in at 12 p.m. before everybody and have intimate time face to face with these chicken wing masters and have that kind of experience. So that's awesome. You'll have
that.
I
ate 60 some wings in an hour for a festival for you one time to taste them. It was
God
ridiculous.
Bless you, Chef Plum. God bless you.
Thank you. Thank you. Rev Ciancio and I did that. And we were like, that was a lot of wings. And everyone was like, you have to eat, like, you can just take a bite and throw it away. You have to eat the whole thing. I was like, well, we're going to eat it. So we're not going to throw it away.
Savages. That is awesome. I mean, judging the National Buffalo Wing Festival, you got to eat like 50 wings. But you shouldn't be eating the wings. I'm taking a bite. I cannot handle that many wings anymore. I am a big eater. I do have kind of a bottomless pit, but that's not, you don't want to eat the whole wings if you got to taste 50 wings. So good on you guys. But remember, at that
learned.
Event, there were so many different flavors. And so many different things people say, Matt, don't you get sick of eating chicken wings? And I say no, because I know so many places to get them and they're all different. So
you walk around with Adam Pock, you know, fucking bacon judge himself, you know, good brother, friend of the show here. We love Adam. He's such a sweetie. But you walk around with him, we're eating everything. Like, there's no, he's like, oh, you got to try. Chef, get over here. You got to try. You know, his big, long, Jersey voice. Hey, that chef, you got to try one of these. I'm like, dude, you're a mile away from me. Why are you screaming at me?
That was a good Pock impression. You've been working on that? Or
A little bit. Hey, you got, okay. That's my guy right there. Hey, check it out. You're going to miss it this weekend. You can't miss it this weekend. New York Best Wings Fest is happening. South Shore Craft Brewery in Oceanside, New York. Go to nybestwingsfestival.com to get your tickets. There's VIP tickets available. There's not a big price difference in a regular ticket and a VIP ticket. Just get a VIP ticket. Trust me, get there ahead of time.
You want to be sold out. We got VIP left. That's it.
That's it. So you want to get there ahead of time, man, and avoid the lines. It's going to be a lot of fun. What a fun festival. Matt, we appreciate your time. I know the boys may have a couple questions for you before we get you out of here. Is that cool?
Sure. Absolutely. I love hanging with you guys.
There you go. Dan, you got something there for Matt?
Yes, I do. I actually want to take it back to the buffalo. And you're talking about cayenne being the primary chili that you're looking for buffalo. As a purist, is the hotness, like, because there's usually a specific type of hotness that's associated with buffalo. Is that a big determination whether or not you would give it more or less points, or like decide whether you like it more or less?
Absolutely. I've had enough wings to know a mild, a medium, and a hot. And if you tell me it's a medium and it's a hot, that's points off.
Good call.
It has to be what you
describe the wing.
You know what I'm saying? You tell me it's a medium and you're going too hot, judges might not be happy about that. And if you say, well, I wanted to add a little more kick, but it's like, okay, well, if you're doing classic buffalo, I'm looking for authenticity with your own spin on it.
Fucking preach.
And that's what the new school buffalo wings are. They should have an authentic feel to them. And they should have your own bit of spin. But it is a debate in the purist world of how far you can stray from that and when does it become a different type of wing or not. But yeah, mild's got to be mild, medium's got to be medium, and hot's got to be hot. And we know what that type of sensation is and the heat scale.
Your preference? What's your preference?
Well, you know, if I'm getting ready to judge the New York City Hot Sauce Expo, then I will start working my tolerance up and start going hot. I am a chili head. I'd like hot stuff. I was just at like Dark Horse Tavern, one of my favorite Long Island bars. And I think the girl sitting next to me wanted to be a bit brave. And she said, let me get the hot because I got the medium, you know, trying to maybe emasculate me a little bit there. Little wing battles. And I think she regretted it. So I ended up eating her wings.
Wow.
And she's sweating.
Nice.
Her friends are sweating and they're all going. I'm like, just chewing. I'm like, yeah, these are hot. It's definitely not just cayenne. I think they put habanero on there and everything. So they strayed away from the cayenne on that.
Wow.
Right. Yeah, man. But I do order medium. I will go and I'll have my buffalo wings. I'm going to get it medium and I'm going to enjoy that with a beer or maybe some bourbon.
I love all these things. Jeffy, you got something there for Matt to talk wings?
Listen, I love all chicken wings. I've worked in many, many places that had over 20, 25 different flavor of wing. I don't think you can really go wrong, except maybe this dessert category, which has me fucked up.
Why?
I just like cream. Why do you want to put cream cheese all over it? It's supposed to be crispy.
My thing is this. If somebody came to you and they said, hey, I want you to try my my avant-garde, extraordinary buffalo wing. And they gave it to you, and you're like,
I would try it. I'm not saying I wouldn't try it. I'm actually more excited to try this dessert category than I am any other category.
Because and what if there was cream cheese in that recipe to smooth out with the buffalo flavor, and you had no idea, and then you're like, well, that's a step away from this other cream cheese wing. I'm saying just open your mind.
I can see someone getting crafty and being like, well, I use cream cheese and not butter. Sure.
Right on.
Sure. But, like, and then, like, I get the caramel. Like, I get, like, savory caramels, you know, like fish sauce caramel. I've had that, you know, on something, and it's delicious. I'm just more excited about that than I am any of the other flavors. I feel like I've tasted so many fucking chicken wings in my life. Like, I mean, there's a place called, like, the House of Wings that I grew up near in Sarah, Pennsylvania. Allegra's House of Wings or something like that. You know, they had the nuclear when I was, like, in fucking eighth grade or something that was, like, so hot it would make your eyes burn. And now there's wings that make those seem, like, regular medium or hot at a normal place. You know, I mean, hot wings gone from, like – I mean, they're so incredible. Like, I mean, you probably know this more than anybody, but I just I don't know. I think the dessert category is the most interesting by far to me. It makes me want to try to do something like that and see if it works.
As a chef, like you want to see how it comes out. I'm with you.
I'm just like blown away. As a chef, it's like I never in a million years would have thought to do that on a chicken wing. Like when I see a chicken wing, I mean, I love chicken wings. I think I love classic hot more than anything. But I love like. You know, like the soy garlicky kind of like Thai ones. I love all that kind of shit. I mean, I like truffled chicken wings every once in a while, you know.
Jeffy, I have some news for you. I have some news for you, Jeffy. At the Pedro Martinez Foundation event we're doing in Boston in June. At the Feast at Fenway. We're going to do the caramel apple chicken wing.
Wow.
Can't change it now.
Here we go.
There's no way we're doing
that
there.
Dan, caramel apple chicken wing. Here it is.
Dude, I'm telling you this. Guys, listen. This is why we say that the chicken wing is the center of the food universe because it's a blank canvas, and you can do any kind of flavor that you want on there. And if you make something like that work well, fantastic wing. Amaze wing.
Oh, there we go.
Amaze wing.
I love it. Matt, you are the man. Dan, throw those plugs up there for Matt one more time before we get him out of here.
Matt, check him out. L.I. Wing Hunt on IG, NewYorkBestWingsFestival.com.
This weekend.
Buy the tickets.
NY Best Wings Festival this weekend.
Oh,
fuck. Yeah, Saturday, May 21st.
Oh,
NY
I can't
Best Wings
wait.
Festival. Yes.
Get yourself that VIP ticket. Get a little extra time in there for the rest of the ham and eggers coming there. You can taste any wing you want. It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to be there. I can't wait. Matt, you are a fucking treasure. You're a pleasure to always have on. You're such a good guy to talk to, man. I always enjoy the conversation.
Same here, buddy. Thank you for having me, and thank you, everybody. We'll see you at the festival this Saturday.
Ladies and gentlemen, the one and the only,
Matt
Corey. Here we go. Thank you, buddy. We appreciate you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Reach out.
Woo! There he is, Jeffy. I don't know if you heard that song earlier. I did that song for you, for Matt.
I love it.
Yo, good times. Always love talking to Matt Corey. Dan, does it really make you want to eat wings now?
I want wings now.
Yeah.
I got to go run and get some chicken wings, throw them in an air fryer, get some buffalo sauce.
That's a good idea. Hey, the conversation is going to continue for a few more minutes here on the Dive Bar. Check it out. Go to Plum Love Foods. The Plum Love Foods Instagram page. It's going to start from there. Hit us up. We want to see you. We want to talk about the dive bar. Talk a little more chicken wings with you for a few minutes on IG Live. Big shout out to our guest tonight, the man, the myth, the legend, the Wing King himself, Matt Corey. Check out the New York Best Wings Festival. It's back, baby. It is back and better than ever, happening at South Shore Brewing Company this Saturday. Go to nybestwingfestival.com. Get your tickets. Get your information. It's going to be a lot of fun. The Good Brothers are going to be there. Jeff, are you trying to come or no? I forgot what the story was.
I don't know if I'll be able to make it. All right, I wish I could, but I just...
We'll talk about it later. Dan and I will be there. It's going to be awesome. Go see your good brother, Matt. Dan, I'm excited. Are you?
I'm absolutely fucking ecstatic. I cannot wait. I'm glad we get to get in here early. I get to just chill, eat some wings, drink some beers, have a fucking blast.
Yeah, I cannot wait. It's going to be a lot of fun. Hey, the dive bar starts in about, Dan, what time are we starting?
7 minutes.
7 minutes. The dive bar starts. Hit us up. It's going to be the Plum Love Foods Instagram page, Dan. I meant to tell you that forever.
Okay.
We'll do it from there. We'll see you guys then. Big shout out to our guest tonight, the one, the only, Matt Corey. I meant to ask, I got an instant feedback message from our good friend, Chef Dave. He wanted to know about a corn dog chicken wing. Hopefully, hey, if Matt, if you're around, join us on Instagram. We'd love to talk to you. We got a question for you. We'll see you guys next week. We got some big guest plans for Chef Dan, for Chef Jeffy. I'm Chef Plum. Thanks for joining us here at Plum Love Foods Live. We'll see you guys next week. In the meantime, in the between time, remember, food is one of the most important things we have in life. Everything important in life revolves around food. Let's give it the time it deserves. I'll see you this weekend at Wingfest at South Shore Brewing Company.
Power, too sweet to be sour. I'm funky like a monkey. Sky's the limit and space is the place.
Thank you for listening to Plum Love Foods Live. See you next week, good brothers and sisters.